Kamala Harris avoids fight with Ron DeSantis during Florida tour. By Wendell Hasebo on March 23, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris flew to Jacksonville, Florida on Monday, where she refused to attack Governor Ron DeSantis. In an interview with Florida Times Union amid his refusal to accept the administration's suggested Chinese virus lockdowns or statewide mask mandates. Three times Harris was asked to weigh in against DeSantis' Chinese virus policies. She balked at all three opportunities. When asked if she thought Florida should be doing more, Harris simply said, "We all need to do more around the country." The local reporter did not give up, pressing her again. "I pried one last time by asking if it concerned her that people in positions of power were spreading fringe ideas about science and public health," Nate Monroe wrote. But Kamala deflected. "I think it's important that we speak truth to the American people with the spirit of making sure they are safe and healthy. And what we know in the science tells us without any dispute or ambiguity is wearing masks saves lives." Harris, who is known for her prosecutorial persona, was held in check by a governor who has forwarded policies that have contradicted the administration's coronavirus public relations campaign, leading to fewer cases than New York State while boosting his approval rating among Florida voters to 53%, substantially besting his ratings from the summer. Nevertheless, Kamala did praise DeSantis' decision to lower the vaccine eligibility to age to 50, which is starting Monday, as a good thing. "We want to make sure everyone has access," Harris said. "Not everybody has a car, right? We've got to make sure people can get to the places where the help is. And that could be the food or it could be a vaccine. And so those are the things we think about in terms of the responsibility that we collectively have and the challenge that we have as well." Harris' visit to Florida comes after President Joe Biden signed into law a $1.9 trillion coronavirus package, which is currently being overshadowed by his southern border immigration policies. Monday, for instance, Harris was asked if she would personally visit the southern border to witness the migrant crisis. "Not today," she laughed. "But I have before and I'm sure I'll do it again," Harris added.